Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estritori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We'll be summarizing the week's key developments in the Australian insurance industry. We begin with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, calling for a much-needed revamp in the distribution of insurance and financial products. Following a review that uncovered potential compliance issues such as inadequate due diligence and poor consumer questionnaires, the ASIC Commissioner, Alan Kirkland, has highlighted constant challenges, particularly in the funeral and accident insurance sectors. Since design and distribution obligations were initiated back in October 2021, product issuers are required to make sure that their products align with their target markets. With the ASIC having initiated several legal actions and issued a multitude of stop orders, the call is loud and clear. Issuers and distributors need to step up their game for better consumer outcomes. Next up, we take a look at a significant shift in life insurance underwriting. The federal government's ban on the use of genetic test outcomes in this area has garnered considerable support from across sectors. This decision replaces a self-regulated industry moratorium seen as insufficient and puts a brake on potential genetic discrimination in insurance. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones, who announced the prohibition, Michelle James of the Australian Lawyers Alliance, and Steve Robson of the Australian Medical Association have all applauded this important shift towards augmenting consumer interests and public health. Moving on, let's talk about a pressing issue hitting household finances: rising home insurance premiums. Recent data from the Actuaries Institute unveils an increasing financial burden on Australian households. A 30% rise in 1 year is affecting 1.6 million families. The culprit behind this trend, climate change. More risks from bushfires and floods are pushing up the cost of insurance, with families forced to look at cost-saving options or, alarmingly, even ditching insurance entirely. We stand at a critical juncture. Policymakers and insurers have a hefty task ahead to find a balance between protection and affordability, underscored by the need for policy reform and consumer awareness. Lastly, we turn our gaze towards Swiss Re, which has posted a substantial net income growth for the first half of 2024. Boosted by a sharp drop in natural catastrophe claim losses and strong investment returns, the $2.1 billion income marks a significant rise from last year. With strategic renewals, such as an 8% price increase in July, the company is looking at surpassing the full-year net income target, showing marked resilience amidst economic challenges. There you have it. That's your weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online. We are committed to keeping you in the loop with the latest happenings within the industry. For more coverage on these stories and others, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estritori signing off.